World Updates from the Oval. Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter, Princess Beatrice, tied the knot with Eduardo Mapie Mozzi in a secret ceremony attended by the Queen and family. German World Cup winning footballer André Schürrle announced his retirement at the age of 29. Captain Tom Murray knighted by Queen Elizabeth on Friday for raising a record 33 million British pound for health workers by walking 100 laps of his garden. India looking to store its oil reserves in the US as part of its energy security strategy. About 4 million people in Catalonia urged to stay home as coronavirus cases surge. If one wants to make a beautiful society, according to many sociologists, only three things are needed: proper food, shelter, and education. Education, a rational one, which teaches one line of the Declaration of Independence of the most powerful nation of this God's green earth, America. And what line? That all men are created equal and they possess some unalienable rights from their Creator: life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. America itself is reeling under many phobias and anti-Semitism thinking, and politicians are making cash out of their fear to retain in power. Three white men charged with the murder of an African-American man in the U.S. state of Georgia pleaded not guilty on Friday in a case that led to a national outcry after a cell phone video of the shooting surfaced on the internet. Today, we'll talk about it. A lot changes in a day, and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on 17th of July. Starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. Organizers announced the schedule for the Tokyo Olympics, which is almost identical to that planned for 2020. Before the games were postponed. The opening ceremony is scheduled for 23rd of July 2021. India was offered a third consular access to the former naval officer Kulbhushan Jadhav, sentenced to death in Pakistan for alleged involvement in espionage. Earlier, India was given a second access, which is called unimpeded. The first consular access to Jadhav was first provided in September 2019. Hong Kong police arrested pro-democracy politician Tham Tak Chi on charges including incitement to participate in unlawful assembly. He was expected to run for the legislature in September election. He had won an unofficial primary poll organized by the opposition to select candidates for the Legislative Council vote. Thailand would give a grace period to foreigners until September to apply for visa extensions. Immigration Bureau Commissioner Sompong Ching Duang told Reuters that they do not propose to extend visas after July 31st, but allow for visa requests from August 1st to September 26th. South Korea accepted an early stage clinical trial of Celltrion Incorporation's experimental COVID-19 treatment of drug. This makes it the nation's first such antibody drug to be tested on humans. Hong Kong told the Taiwanese officials that at its de facto consulate that their visas will not be renewed, not unless they signed a document which supports Beijing's claim to Taiwan under its One China policy. China has proposed that Taiwan be brought under its rule under a one country, two systems arrangement, which was given to Hong Kong. Amid the worsening COVID-19 situation all around the globe, Australia resumed deporting New Zealanders on character grounds. The Australian Border Force sent home 31 New Zealanders on two charter flights this week. As heavy downpours lashed the central city of Wuhan and the provinces of Anhui, Jiangxi, and Zhejiang, a red alert was declared there. Wuhan, on the banks of the Yangtze River, warned people to take precautions as water levels fast approached their maximum guaranteed safety level. The Poyang Lake in Jiangxi province is 22.5 meters higher than its warning level and expanded by over 2,000 square kilometers during flood season. Let's move on to the updates of America. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper put a ban on the display of the Confederate flag at all U.S. military facilities. Confederate battle flag includes a red banner with two diagonal blue strips and 13 white stars, symbolizing the southern slaveholding states that seceded from the Union or supported the effort during the 1861 to 1865 American Civil War. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said that he will return a fourth of his salary to help the nation to fight the coronavirus pandemic in order to encourage servants to donate from their earnings. His current salary is 108,000 Mexican peso. That would be 4,806 US dollar. So out of that, he will give 27,000 peso to health services. Now the big news is here. Three white men charged with the murder of an unarmed black jogger pleaded not guilty in Chatham County Superior Court in state of Georgia, USA. Gregory McMichael, 64, and his son Travis, 34, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan Jr., 50, all pleaded not guilty to charges in Ahmaud Arbery's killing. So who was Ahmaud Arbery? Mr. Arbery was 25-year-old, a former high school football standout who was living with his mother outside the small city of Brunswick. He was shot dead in a suburban neighborhood called Satilla Shores. Friends and family said he liked to stay in good shape, and he was often seen jogging in and around his neighborhood. On Sunday, February 23rd, shortly after 1 p.m., he was killed in a neighborhood after a short jog away from his home after being confronted by a white man and his son. So how was he killed? Mr. Arbery was running in Satilla Shores when a man standing in his front yard saw him go by, according to a police report. The man, Gregory McMichael, said he thought Mr. Arbery looked like a man suspected in several break-ins in the area and called to his son, Travis McMichael. According to the police report, the men grabbed a handgun and a shotgun, got into a pickup truck and chased Mr. Arbery, trying unsuccessfully to cut him off. A third man was also involved in the pursuit, according to the police report and other documents. So during the chase, all four of them, they involved in a scuffle and also in a heated debate. And after that, Travis McMichael shot him. A month after, no arrests were made. But after an article in some newspapers and release of a video of the February confrontation, Georgia Bureau of Investigation stepped in. The police arrested two men, Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael, and charged them with the murder and aggravated assault in the killing of Mr. Arbery. The state agency said Travis McMichael had fired the fatal shots. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, told CBS News that the video proves that my son was not committing a crime. He was out for his daily jog and he was hunted down like an animal and killed. People choose governments that they will infuse social order and economic stability into the society, while those leaders, so-called leaders, they divide the citizens of a nation and rule for a longer times. I just wonder, why can't people understand this elucidated and easily perceptible axiomatical truth? Moving on, the Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza denounced that the governments of Colombia and Brazil are conspiring against his nation under the order of the United States. A Colombian diplomat made a reference over Twitter of US President Donald Trump with Colombian and Brazilian generals. Enrique Paris, Chile's health minister, announced that they will begin testing of first phase of its COVID-19 vaccine in August. Paris added that there is hard work going on between experts and the ministries of health and science. President of Chile's Central Union of Workers, Barbara Figueroa, joined the campaign to grant the Nobel Peace Prize to the Henry Reeve Cuban Medical Brigade. The Henry Reeve International Medical Brigade is currently operating in 22 countries to tackle the coronavirus. General Julio Cesar Avils, head of the Nicaraguan army, asserted that through its retaining wall strategy, Nicaragua prevented transfer of some 700 tons of drugs each year. Almost 3,000 tons of drugs are produced in South American nations each year, and they are targeted to be sold in the US primarily. Ecuadorian National Assembly will elect a new vice president of the republic, replacing Otto Sonnenhosner, who resigned from office. Peruvian President Lenin Moreno began will convene the parliament virtually to elect new vice president for the nation. Well, friends, if you want to listen to updates from all around the world in a very quick time with just your earphones or even your speakers plugged in, so please follow, subscribe, and like our posts on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, YouTube, and all other social media platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal. If you want to get these updates in image format, you can follow our Instagram handle or even Telegram channel or Facebook even. And if you want to listen in audio format, you can go on Spotify, YouTube, or even Google Podcasts, where you can have more information about the world while you can do your things also. You know how to use social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways. So just go to @OvalTheGlobal. So let's move on to the European updates. European Union leaders held a budget summit on Friday, wherein they acknowledged that they were far apart from reaching a deal on an unprecedented 1.85 trillion euro budget and virus recovery fund. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "The differences are still very, very big, and so I can't predict whether we will achieve a result this time." After a six-day hunt, German police finally caught hold of Black Forest Rambo, a heavily armed suspect accused of stealing officers' weapons. Yves Rauch, named by the police, had been on the run since Sunday after holding up four officers and stealing their firearms. British PM Boris Johnson on Friday announced easing of lockdown, even as he said the government was preparing for the worst in case of a new coronavirus spike this winter. He said that the ban on non-essential use of public transit will be lifted immediately. From August 1, workers would no longer be told to work from home. If possible, Johnson also announced £3 billion to help the country's health services. Russian police carried out raid on the offices of main opposition leader Alexei Navalny. A video of the police reaching the office was posted by Alexander Golovak, a lawyer working for Navalny's anti-corruption fund. Navalny said he had been banned from leaving the capital as part of a new criminal case against him. According to Navalny, authorities are preventing him from traveling so as to stop him from promoting a tactical voting strategy to oppose loyalists of President Vladimir Putin. British Airways retired its entire fleet of Boeing 747s on Friday as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The airline, which was the world's biggest operator of the 747-400 model, had already planned to ground its fleet in 2024. Rome's Music Park Auditorium will now be called the Ennio Morricone Auditorium, named after the late Oscar winner composer who died a few days back. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a massive military exercise across the vast country. According to Russia's defense ministry, maneuvers will last until Tuesday and involve about 150,000 troops, nearly 27,000 military vehicles, 414 aircraft, and 106 Navy ships. It noted that the exercise is intended to train the troops for fending off terrorist threats in the country's southwest and prepare for the even bigger Caucasus 2020 drills later this year. So now let's move on to the African updates. Zinzi Mandela, Nelson Mandela's daughter who died on Monday, had COVID-19, her family revealed. The move was hailed by South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, who said this will encourage acceptance of those infected. Zinzi was buried on Friday morning alongside her mother. However, the cause of her death has not yet been announced. Prime Minister of Mali, Babo Kise, apologized for the excess by security forces last week on anti-government protesters. He said, "Unfortunately, there were excess. What happened is very regrettable. We apologize for it." Egyptian star Mohamed Ramdan was sentenced by a court to 1 year in prison on charges of slandering a pilot. Ruling is related to a libel case filed by ex-pilot Ashraf Abul Yasser against Ramdan for claiming in a TV interview that he had demanded 9.5 million Egyptian pound in compensation after being sacked. It started last year when Egypt's aviation authorities banned the pilot from duty after Ramdan appeared in an online video inside the cockpit of the plane being operated by Yasser. Nigeria's northwestern state of Zamfara is offering repentant bandits 2 cows for every AK-47 they surrender. An average cow in northern Nigeria costs about $260, while an AK-47 on the black market could cost as much as $1,200. Demonstrators in southern Tunisia shut a major oil pumping station, escalating weeks of protests for jobs and economic development in the deprived region. A big contingent of forces was deployed to the site. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said that in 7 years up to 2018, Nigeria lost about $3 billion, 97 tons of gold illegally smuggled out of the country. Coming to the last region in today's list, Middle East. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has denounced Egypt and the United Arab Emirates for supporting Khalifa Haftar forces in eastern part of the Libya. Turkey has been providing military aid to the United Nations recognized government in the Libya conflict, while Egypt, the UAE and Russia have backed its foes in a rival administration based in the east. Iraq's Minister of Water Resources said that the country will face severe water shortages if agreements are not forged with neighboring Turkey over Ankara's irrigation and dam projects that have decreased river inflows to Iraq's parched plains. Iraq has to come in agreement over two important rivers flow through Iraq, Tigris and Euphrates. Recently appointed Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi is expected to arrive in Tehran on Tuesday morning. He will be on a three nations visit of Iran, Saudi Arabia and United States. Khadimi's itinerary came at a critical time when political tensions have escalated in the region. His visit to three countries is seen as part of efforts to de-escalate the situation. The chairman of the Association of University Heads in Israel, Ron Robin, stepped down due to recent alleged attempts by the government to politically control universities. Robin warned academics about decisions of Higher Education Minister Zeev Elkin in attempt to take over the higher education system and to direct it accordingly towards the wills of the regime. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Islamic Affairs has appointed female workers in Medina mosques to serve in the female sections. The ministry said female workers' body will still be supervising the situation and supporting the workers wherever possible to help perform their duties. At the rate Oval the Global, just type this username in your every social media account and you can get more world updates on just one platform and even within 30 minutes. If you liked our content, please like, follow, subscribe and more importantly, share it with all the people you know. Because sharing of knowledge is equally important with its knowing. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Telegram, YouTube, Spotify, and every other social media accounts with the handle @ Oval the Global. Share it with your people. Also, if you have any suggestion, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems. And keep sharing this show with your people.